Hey, yo, something I've experienced often, and by often I mean probably at least once or twice a week, and it used to be really bad going back to the early 2000s when Kobe Bryant first burst on the scene. And when I was an educator back in those days, and I've since retired, thank you, Jesus, and I thank God for giving me the right ideas and opportunities to attain wealth outside of the classroom. But in the early 2000s, that was the first time someone said that I looked like someone either they knew or famous. Right around that time, I would say literally in the year 2000, people started saying I looked like Kobe Bryant. And it's, I first heard it from a student I remember back then. His name was Rondell, seventh grader I taught. And he would always say, hey, Kobe. I think they used to call me Kobe or whatever. And then from that moment forward, I would say 2003 and beyond, I used to get it so much in public. I even had this one lady one time ask me for my autograph. And I said, you do know I'm not Kobe Bryant, right? She said, I don't care. Can you just sign something for me anyway? I'm like, okay. I signed, I think it was a magazine. I signed a magazine she was holding. It was weird, to be honest with you. You know, when I went to the gym for the first time, Marlow Heights Community Center gym in 2010, a lot of the guys there used to call me Kobe. I used to get that a lot. As I got older and as Kobe, you know, got older, our looks, and think about it, that was a 20-year span. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, up until his death in 2020. That was a 20-year span. So obviously, my looks went my way, his looks went his way, he went bald, I didn't. So I stopped getting that. And I haven't heard that I look like Kobe Bryant for years. I'm talking at least 4 or 5 years. Or longer. But over the years, it's interesting. Over the years, I've had people say, and I'll explain what I think it is, and I'll give an opinion on what I believe it could be. I've had people say I look like, and I'll go down the list, and obviously I can't look like all these people, so clearly it's not true, but I've heard Kobe Bryant, one. I've heard Lawrence Fishburne, two. I've heard Sean Marion, three. I've heard Mahershala Ali, the Oscar-winning actor, four. I've had people even say crazy things like I look like 21 Savage, five. Some crazy person said I look like Danny Glover, six. Some cornball said I look like this internet meme named Rondell Dingle or whatever it is. Wendell Dingle. Something Dingle. Seven. A couple of others. But not only that. Oh, Quandell Dingle. Some dude with a big nose. But not only that, I've had people say, and I get this a lot, even now, you look like somebody I know. I'm like, really? Oh, I've also had people say, you look like my husband's best friend who was in our wedding. I've had people, oh, you look like my cousin on my uncle's side. You look like my uncle's friend. And I get this very often. And I mean, as recently as I think last week or very recent, I've gotten, you look like somebody I know. You remind me of somebody. And to be honest with you, I do find it, I used to, especially with the Kobe Bryant comparisons. I really never looked like Kobe Bryant. I think it was the hair at the time. He had that little afro thing going on. I had something similar. We had or have similar hairlines, or at the time we did. That's kind of where that comparison came. I did find it annoying, to be honest with you, to be called, oh, you look like this person, that person, the other person, and this person. It used to happen so often that as soon as someone started saying, Has anybody told you already knew what they were going to say? Yeah, Kobe Bryant, I get it next. I get it. To them, that's the first time they said it to me. Maybe I don't know them. They're stranger. But they have to understand, I've heard that, or I'd heard that for years, going back to the early 2000s. So you in 2015 saying it meant at that point that it was literally probably the 1,000th time that I'd heard it. And on the other end, I remember when someone said I look like Lawrence Fishburne. Now, Lawrence Fishburne is a handsome guy. Very handsome. But I don't look like Lawrence Fishburne. You know, how can I look like Kobe Bryant, Lawrence Fishburne, Sean Marion, Danny Glover, 21 Savage, some internet meme, Quandell Dingle, somebody's best friend's husband who was at his wedding, somebody's cousin's uncle's baby daddy. So that's at least 8 to 10 people I look like. Like, no, oh, forgot one. A month ago, this security guard at a Target I'll never go to again, because real ghetto and ratchet up in there. He said I look like Scottie Pippen. Again, handsome guy, don't look like him. So that's at least 9 or 10 different people. So according to multiple people, I look like 10 different people. Not possible. Not possible. So clearly, there's a misconception, misperception on their viewpoint of me. I look like myself. But here's what this means. And to quote the great Paul Aoki, who runs a YouTube channel as an evangelist, he posted a YouTube video a week ago, and this made a lot of sense to me. He spoke on this very topic of what it means when people say you look like this person, somebody famous, that person, you look like this and the other thing. He said, and I like this and I agree with it for the most part. He said that that means that you have star power or star quality. People are starstruck by you. Like, oh, you look like, and I agree with that. I do have a star quality to me. I have a big presence. When I enter a room, part of, and I made a podcast on this a few weeks ago, is that when I enter a room, or a month ago, when I enter a room or I enter a place, a building, I enter in with the mentality of the king has arrived. It's the king has arrived mentality. So literally, I don't show up to places, I arrive. It's like when a celebrity arrives at a spot, it's a big deal. And that's how, I don't care where I go. It could be to the grocery store. I come with the presence, with the mindset of the king has arrived. I have arrived. So people pick up on that energy. And when I get that, oh, you remind me of this person. Oh, look, you know, you get a lot of stares. I have star quality. I have star power. People see me as a star. I get treated that way. Celebrity status. That could be one of the explanations. Another explanation, and this is the one that I think, especially for the people who say, well, you remind me of somebody I know, or you look familiar. I get that a lot. You look familiar. What I think that is that people want to get to know you, especially when women do that to me all the time. I think that's an attempt to kind of get to know me, if you know what I mean. Hey, you look familiar. Like, you know, I don't look no damn familiar. I don't look like nobody you know, but okay. How you doing? What's your name? You know, I think it's an attempt to get to know you, to kind of break the ice as a way to introduce themselves to you as a conversation starter. So in conclusion, it's always a risk to say that somebody looks like somebody, because maybe, you know, even if you find that person that you're comparing them to attractive, maybe I don't find them attractive. You know, I used to think that. So one of the comparisons, Mahershala Ali. You know, I don't necessarily find him attractive. I mean, he's a handsome guy, but I mean, I don't find him attractive. So when you say I look like somebody I don't find attractive, to me, in my mind, that's equating it to, well, what are you trying to say? I'm ugly. What are you trying to say? But that person may think that they're attractive. So it's always a risk. If it's harmless, if it's lighthearted, you know, there are people who I've said this to. But usually if that's the case, I only mention it to people who look like people who are universally considered attractive. So there's this guy who used to go to a gym when I was at Gold's Gym back in 2015 in Arlington, Virginia, who looked smack like Tom Cruise. I mean, he looked like Tom Cruise. They had the same physique, same build, same height. He looked like Tom Cruise to me. And I said, man, you look like Tom Cruise. Like, but Tom Cruise is universally considered a handsome guy. Now, it's possible that guy might think Tom Cruise is a short, troll, ugly looking dude, but most people don't. So, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's not an insult. Or there's another guy, same gym, who to me looked like Harry Connick Jr., who's a very handsome guy. I said, man, anybody ever told you you look like Harry Connick Jr.? Very handsome guy. He said, yeah, I get that all the time. You know, there are people who look like people who are less flattered, who, if I see that, I won't say anything. You know, so for example, if you look like, I don't know who, Leslie Jones, no disrespect, but you know, if you look like Leslie Jones, I might not go, anybody ever say you look like Leslie Jones? Because that's, you know, most people don't consider Leslie Jones to be a beautiful woman. So that would be, to most people, an insult. But in conclusion, if somebody says that, hey, you look like so-and-so, anybody ever say you look like this person, that famous person, you remind me of somebody I know, hey, anybody ever say you look like this, it's because you have star quality. You're a star. Hey, I'm out.